In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Several years ago, I was attending an event for the clergy of the Diocese of Bethlehem back in Pennsylvania. The subject of the day was baptism. A guest professor was brought in to talk about the history and theology of baptism. Also, the bishop at the time, Paul Marshall, spoke about some of the practical matters and insights he wanted to share. He talked about some things for the priest to consider when the bishop comes to visit. At one point, I'm pretty sure he went a little bit off script, and he said something like, you know, there are always confirmations for me to do when I come to visit, but there are never baptisms. I can do baptisms. You could save a couple for me. This got a laugh from the clergy, and he went on to say, I see a couple of you looking a little sheepish, and this got some more laughs. I wondered then, and I still wonder today, was all the talk about baptism the thing that made him say to himself, hey, since becoming a bishop, I hardly get to do baptisms anymore? Or is it something that he realized and missed early on in his ministry as a bishop? I suspect it was the latter. I believe that for anyone who has had the honor and privilege of baptizing another child of God into this holy family of ours, it would be something they never forget and would miss. In a few moments, we will all have the honor and privilege together of baptizing and welcoming new members into the body of Christ. Now, it's especially appropriate that we are baptizing today as we celebrate All Saints' Day. Today, we remember and celebrate all the holy women and men of God, both known and unknown, a great cloud of witnesses. Today, we bear witness to one of the great powers and truths of the church. Through our shared faith, through our shared hope, through our shared baptisms, we are made into one body, one people. When we come together, we are linked with those saints who have come before us. They share in our prayers. They share in our proclaiming of Scripture. They gather around the altar with us and feast on the Holy Communion, which God has given for us all. All of us, through water and the Holy Spirit, are brought into this family that stretches back millennia, a family that comes from every corner of the globe that encompasses every race of humanity. There are things that mark this family that lets you identify its members. They are found in how we live out our lives and how we treat others. In a few moments, we will boldly declare these things in our baptismal covenant. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? In this, we are asked if we will join that great cloud of witnesses who we remember on All Saints. Will we become a part of that cloud of witnesses so that our children and the generations of children yet unborn and unnamed can grow up in a community that surrounds them in the love of God? Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. I think this is one of the key aspects of the Christian life, in admitting that we are not perfect and that we can and will commit wrongs. But instead of denying that fact or wallowing in it, we instead turn to God and through his mercy and compassion, turn our souls and lives towards good. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? This is our living out the gospel, a following the way that Jesus has set for us, so that people can come to know Jesus by the love that we show them. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Everyone. Will you look to find Jesus in the souls of everyone? Those we know and love, those we fear and hate. Will we look for Jesus in every person? And when we recognize the face of our Savior in the face of the stranger, will we love them as Jesus loves us? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? No matter what wrongs they have done, no matter what fear they hold over us, God calls us to respect them, to show them dignity, a dignity that was given to them when God created them, a dignity that was won for them on the cross by Jesus, the same dignity that God has blessed us all with. These things are what make us a people of God, and it is these things that will build God's kingdom in this world. Now, tragically, we have too often witnessed what the alternative is. We saw it a little over a week ago in Pittsburgh. We saw what fear, anger, ignorance, and hatred can create. Innocent people gathered, as we are now, in their place of worship, becoming the victims of the most heinous and cowardly of crimes. This is why we have been baptized, and this is why we are baptizing today, so that we can stand in opposition to this darkness, so that we can show the light of Jesus Christ in dark times. From this font and from fonts across this country and across this globe, God's compassion, understanding, peace, and love burst forth like a raging flood. They wash over us and make us something new, create and restore something in us. God's children, God's people, the living body of Jesus Christ. We continue the work of the saints today. We witness to this world that we are loved beyond all reason and understanding by our God and Father. Amen.